So I want you to imagine that you're standing on a hill and you're just observing a scene. And it's like you're watching the construction of a tower. The tower is being built. It gets a certain way up, and then it's as if the ground shivers and the tower falls down. And there's a man who bears a battered golden crown. And around him there are many wizards, many magical people. And they have books, and they have scrolls, they have wands. There's casting of spells. There are prayers from clergy. And the castle is being built. And the castle falls down. As each time the ground shivers, and then it is as if a mist comes over the scene. And next you find yourself witnessing a nun's cell in an ancient abbey. The nun is sitting upright in bed, looking at the wall beyond her bed, where there is a crucifix that is both green and gold. And the Christ figure hanging on the cross has the antlers of a deer coming out of his head. Now she contemplates the cross, a shaft of green gold light arises out of the cross figure and enters her womb. And there is a fusion. There is a transmission. There is a shaping and a making. And it is as if we accompany the nun through her days in this strange abbey, where her pregnancy is reverenced. Until at length we come, she comes to term. And there is the birth of a strange child. Who is beautiful, but has horn buds on his temples. But as he grows, becomes antlers. And it is the peculiarity of this abbey that though it is deeply founded in the earth, it is connected to the sea, so that at times it can feel as if you're on a great ship. And very often this child can be seen contemplating the font at the western side of the abbey, looking into the waters. Very often the child cannot be found because he has learned from the waters the secret of changing shape. Of being a cat or a mouse or a bat. Of appearing young or old. Or being as still as a stone. And as we witness the mysteriousness of the child, it's as if we are drawn into him, and through him we experience the flow and the movement, the shaping and the dissolving. We notice his play as he flies with the birds and the bats. We fly with him as he enters into the stillness of the stone. We sit with him. As he contemplates the green and growing things, we grow with him. We see with his eyes, and we see strangely, for each thing that we look at, we see not just in space, but through time. We see its beginnings, we see its end. We see its particular nature, we see its wave-like nature. We navigate the sea of possibilities through acts of perception and will. And with the child we find ourselves back on Dinas Emrys, contemplating the tower that is built and falls down. And we hear from the king and from the king's magicians that the only way to secure the tower is to sacrifice a magical child. So that the blood of the child will seal the tower into one shape. Because our magic is deeper than the magic of the magicians. We ask the king to trust us and to look with us into the heart of the mound, into the foundation of things, beneath the castle, into the deep earth. And beneath the foundations, we see a great pool, constantly in motion, an inner sea, constantly moving. Flowing, rising and falling. Shaking the foundations of the castle so it cannot stand. And as we look more deeply, we pass beneath the waters, deep into the inner earth. Into a chamber where there are two stone eggs. And this is a place of heat and pressure. There's deep, deep earth heart. And as we enter into the fire and the pressure and the place where matter becomes light and light becomes matter, we see the opening of the eggs and the manifestation of the twisting, swirling energies that present themselves as redness and whiteness coiling around each other. And we are caught in that swirling of whiteness and redness, of water and fire, of pressure and space, of heat and cold, and find ourselves spinning upwards. Into the place of the waters and feeling the flow of all the waters as they flow through the land and the earth. Feeling the underground rivers, the underground lakes. Feeling the connection to the great oceans of the world. Feeling that weaving, creation, destruction. Seeing the falling of the tower and the arising of the tower. And such is the strength of our seeing that the king and the magicians melt away. And we see deeply the inner land, the inner space. We see across time from the beginning to the end. We see all the movements of time, all the activities of perception and will, all the acts of creation. We see the vast web. And as we look more and more deeply, our attention is drawn to the southwest of England, to a town called Glastonbury, to a house behind the high street, to a room where people sit in a circle. Our attention is drawn to a particular form. And we inhabit this form, this place, this shaping. Just here, just now. And we awaken.